It is Monday, and here in the takeaway, that means we talk about family.
Yeah, everyone's going to be talking about this story the rest
okay,
of the
day. Okay, we are going clear. To introduce you to a new F word. Here goes. Feminism. You know what it is, John?
Well, I know just because I know what we're going to talk about, but it's a new way of describing how young women in this century are sort of trading off issues of career and family and maybe choosing family over career, at least in the early go.
And it's a play on the word feminism. It's
yes.
a combination of family and feminism, and it was coined, the term, by Irina Alexander. She coined it earlier this month in an article for the New York Observer. Irina Alexander's with us, and we are also joined by Annie Horkasitas. Annie is a young mother of two, the blogger behind RealMommyChronicles.com. And yet another term that could never, of course, have existed back when feminism first came around. She says her feminist, putting little finger quotes around that lifestyle, is anything but oppositional to her feminist views. So Irina Alexander and Annie Horakitsis, welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Irina, let me start with you because John understood feminism as being a trade-off in terms of family and feminism. Is it about a trade-off? Is it one against the other?
I don't think it's one against the other. I think a feminist is sort of an evolved feminist. So whereas before women used to fight.
Wait a minute. Are you suggesting yeah. those of us who don't call ourselves feminists are not evolved?
No. I mean that a feminist grew out of feminism.
Okay.
So the things that feminism won led to what feminism could be today. So whereas before women used to fight for abortion rights, reproductive rights, the pill, now women fight for school rights or lactation rights or birthing techniques. So they no longer need to be protesting for all of those other issues or being in rallies because in places like New York, and that is, our newspaper is based in New York and our audience is New York, those rights are available to us, at least for the time being.
You mentioned in your article that there's a new what you call feminist movement. Is this in fact a trend, or are you not maybe just looking at some specific anecdotal evidence?
Well, I think a trend is sort of a dangerous word. I mean, I think if you look at most of the mommy blogs and women's blogs, a lot of the issues they're dealing with, especially, and again, I want to stress this in New York City because other states, those rights still are threatened very much so. But here, those are, any issues having to do with motherhood or children, they are part of feminism. I don't think a feminist is anti-feminist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not one or the other. And we should point out you got a huge response in the blogosphere to this, some anti-things. Let's turn now to Annie Horkasitas. Annie, you're a feminist. You've always considered yourself one, but you're also a young mother. You've got two kids, had your first child when you were 25. Is this was this something revolutionary? Is it one or the other?
I don't think it has to be one or the other. I also don't, it has to be pointed out that it's not revolutionary for women to have children young. That obviously happens all the time in our country and around the world. But as Irina said, in certain circles, in urban areas, it's not common. I can say out of all of my friends, I'm the only young mom. They either have waited until they're 35 or 40 to start having kids, or they're my age. I'm now 29, and they are saying they don't ever want to have children, or they're focusing on their career first. And so in that particular circle, I do stand out as being somebody who started with my career. I started as a teacher in Washington, D.C., in Baltimore, and now I'm focusing on my family, and then I plan to go back to my career.
Right. So good schedule there.
Having that choice to kind of do it in a different order.
Choice being the critical term there.
I'm 53,
exactly.
Annie.
That's a privilege that I have. Yeah.
I'm 53, Annie, with a five-month-old, so I'm a little worried about my timing. But I'm wondering if this is partly about the radically different way men and women both experience this and deal with it. I mean, men, don't necessarily comment on the choices of other men, even if it's just a few. But it's extraordinary to me how many women comment on the choices that you've made, Annie, or the speculations that you talk about, Irina, in your article. Is this just a way women deal with this?
Well, I think women always feel like if somebody is saying something that's opposite to how they feel about it, they feel like something, their rights, their sort of feminism, their opinions on things are being threatened. And I think, there was one quote in the piece that said, it's no longer about something as selfish or self-advancing as the pill. And I think, the woman who said it meant it ironically, sort of quoting the way the discourse on these things are in the conservative group, but, you know, I don't think, why was it so wrong for women to be selfish or self-advancing? It was sort of, I was sort of surprised by how upset everybody got about those words, because isn't everything that we do, everything that we choose for ourselves, isn't that inherently selfish? And why is it, is there anything wrong with that?
I think the operative thing here, and Annie, you agreed with me earlier, is the idea of choice. Annie, this selfish idea is interesting. Is it not, though, all about the decisions we make, whether they are in terms of best for our family or best for ourselves at a particular moment?
It is, and I think that that's what was being referenced, that that's the difference between males and females, that males maybe haven't had to struggle with that in the past, and women have gone back and forth struggling about what's selfish, what's important, family or career, myself or others around me, and that's kind of the difference that women are trying to figure it out and go back and forth, and maybe that's why women have a lot more to say negatively or positively about the topic. Definitely.
And Annie Hurkacitis and Irina Alexander, this conversation will go on for a very long time. We have a question for all of our listeners. No, actually, just some of our listeners, female listeners. Is there an ideal age to have kids and still have a shot at a high-powered career? Let us know, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or comment on the takeaway.org.